You know, I need to apologize to our audience.
Why is that?
On Friday, you told everyone we'd be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I was here. Where were you?
I wasn't here.
Yeah, I know. I was here because I said we're back tomorrow, and I came back, and I got everything set up. I said, where's Sheridan? And I, oh, crap, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who wasted your time on Saturday, I apologize sincerely. I will make sure that never happens again. But, I, you know, this is what I have to deal with here in these studios.
Poor guy. To give you a poke to context of what's been going on here, the mailbag...
There's a context?
Yes, the mailbag visited us on Monday, and thank God...
Visited?
Yeah, thanks. She visited us, and thank God her visits are infrequent. And she brought us a letter, a rare letter, that of a man who was tuning in the AM dial.
Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete. I don't know if he was in Pittsburgh or Indianapolis or Albuquerque, wherever the heck else we're broadcast, but he was taken aback, to say the least. Apparently, we did so much damage to his beloved Orthodox viewpoints in 10 minutes than any other radio show would do in 10 years. And so he wrote down the, we gave a web address, he wrote it down on a box, and he sent us a letter delivered by the mailbag last Monday. And we've been dissecting this letter because this is classic. There are so many classic points in here that we hear from Christians all the time that go against the grace of God, common arguments that have no merit when they're analyzed in light of rightly translated scripture, and that's what we do. That's our specialty. I want to go back to briefly Matthew 7:21-23. There's
again?
A point I left undone. Yeah. The Lord says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, which we told you was a thousand-year kingdom on earth. It's a kingdom of the heavens. It's heavenly in character, but its location, GPS-wise, is on the earth.
Yes.
And he will say to them, they will say to him first, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, many miracles in your name? Apparently, Dan, doing yes. things in God's name is not a guarantee of getting into the kingdom. In other words, if you have a metal fish applique on your car, that doesn't necessarily mean you're a believer. You and I had a little bit of a disagreement whether these people were even believers or not.
Yeah.
I say they're kingdom riffraff. I don't even think they're believers.
Well, believers can be riffraff, proof and
believers
point.
Believers can be riffraff. That's
yes.
true. But
yeah.
there also can be non-believing riffraff who are taking upon themselves a metal fish applique, putting it on their car, and yet they don't believe anything
you
concerning
think, you
the
think
gospel.
Paul, you think the Apostle Paul's warnings are for us to be warned about the heathen? Or
no,
is it,
no, not all
no,
of them.
No.
I'm just saying that when you say law, when these practicers of
for those of you listening to this program, I am always right. Martin Zender's always wrong. So listen
man,
to me
just
first.
Keep believing that. These practitioners of lawlessness
yes.
in Matthew 7:21 are going to hear the Lord say to them, depart from me, workers of lawlessness, Concordant Version says. Pistol Pete's version here, the Holy Cow, HCSB, I just call it the Holy Cow, you got to be kidding me, Bible. It doesn't even make sense, I know, but that doesn't matter. He says they're going to be gone forever, depart from me. Now, I think they're going to be departed. They're going to be going to the four corners of the earth in that millennial kingdom.
True, yes.
This earth is still going to be around for a thousand
they're
years.
They're not going to be cast
they're
into Gehenna.
They're not going to be cast into Gehenna.
No.
Gehenna is a dumping place. It's an incinerator where the corpses of mortals who are killed during the kingdom. Yes, in the kingdom of the heavens, there will be capital punishment. There will be death. The thousand-year kingdom coming up is not all she wrote in God's program. Anyway, you're right, Dan. They're not going to be in Gehenna. They're going to be somewhere far, far away from Jerusalem at that time. But my point is, and he thinks they're done forever because he then quotes Paul and he says that these people will never get to heaven. I'm going to get to that. We didn't follow up when we said that these folks won't be in the kingdom, or assuming they will be, they're going to be way out weeping and gnashing their teeth where the Kleenex salesman and the dentist will be doing brisk business. What is going to happen to them after that? Are they forever barred from God's presence? They cannot be because
no.
of a verse in Matthew. Interesting, this very same book. And he insisted that we were taking things out of context. Pistol Pete points out to us here. It is in context. In context. Well, Pistol Pete, here is some context for you. And I'm in chapter 1 of Matthew, verse 20. Miriam, Mary, the mother of our Lord, is visited by the messenger of the Lord, the angel. Now, at his brooding over these things, though, a messenger of the Lord appeared to him, this is Joseph, in a trance, saying, Joseph, son of David, you may not be afraid to accept Miriam, your wife, for that which is being generated in her is of Holy Spirit. Now she shall be bringing forth a son, and you shall be calling his name Jesus, for he shall be saving his people from their sins. That is the stated purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ at the outset of what is called the Kingdom Gospel, the book of Matthew. This is what he is expressly stated to be doing. He will be saving his people from their sins. If these folks, seven chapters later, in Matthew 7:21-23, are forever barred from God's presence, they are never saved from their sins. He has to save them from their sins, and he is going to do that to the nation of Israel en masse at a later date. You're looking at me with incredulousness, dubiousness. No,
I'm just,
what is it?
I am just listening.
I can't put my finger on it.
I'm just listening and pondering.
Well,
you want me to disagree with you on the air?
I don't care.
Not all those who are Israel are of Israel are Israel.
That's true.
And I think this is not referring to the consummation. When it says he'll save his people from their sins, it's referring to those whom he has chosen out of Israel. That would be I would say Romans 9, 10, and 11 apply here. I don't think it's referring, I think we're using the wrong argument for what he's saying. That would be my point. I'm just throwing that in there to make it more difficult for you.
Okay, watch me extricate myself. You ready? You ready?
Are you going to get up and leave?
No, I'm not going to extricate myself from the chair.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to
extricate myself from
the impenetrable
argument that you think you've got me into.
I
could be talked into what you just said.
You could be.
I could be. I can see that where that's reasonable to
say. That's as you were talking, as you were doing that. That's what I was pondering what you were saying. In light of, and that's why I had that look on my face.
Okay.
I was just kind of
I didn't know if you were
mind.
Thinking about your
See, this goes to prove, folks, that we don't get together beforehand and can our answers. We discuss these things on the air. So,
in the context, they're missing out on the kingdom. They're not being saved for the kingdom. Okay, now let's depart from this book of Matthew and let's take an individual Israelite who has been told this, depart from me, workers of lawlessness. Let's even say they're going to Gehenna. Let's say they're a lawbreaker, an Israelite. Am I keeping you up? Didn't get enough sleep
last
night?
Sorry about the yawn. I didn't mean it. Right. No, you just bored me. That's all.
They're not in the kingdom. Let's say they, worst case scenario for an Israelite.
Yeah.
They're a lawbreaker. They're tossed in Gehenna where their bones smolder. The worm dies not. Okay?
Right.
Now, we have to jump out of the book of Matthew is not going to satisfy us as to this particular person's end game, the end game for that person, right?
Right.
All we know in Matthew, and this is all Matthew's concerned about, is that this person's not in the kingdom, which is 1,000 years long. What happens to that person afterwards?
Yeah.
And many of you, if you've been with us, you've heard us say, my question is always, well, what happens to him next? Well, then what happens? Well, then what happens to him? Well, Martin, they're in Gehenna, right? Then what happens to him? Well, they're dead, right? Then what happens to him? They're raised at the great white throne.
Yep.
Judged.
Cast in the lake of fire.
Cast in the lake of fire, which is second death.
Yes.
Then what happens to them? Ooh, that's a good
question.
Well,
that comes to the very end, 1 Corinthians 15.
1 Corinthians 15.
Death is abolished.
Death is abolished. And so in that sense, they're saved from their sins by Christ.
True.
In that sense. I see what you're saying.
What
in
you're
the
saying
immediate
in Matthew
context.
Chapter 1, it says he'll save his people from their sins, right?
Yes.
It's almost like in Matthew 10, it says he's going to give himself a ransom for many, whereas Paul says he's a ransom for all. So what I'm saying is Matthew is very limited to the nation of Israel. He'll save his people from their sins. He will give his life a ransom for many. Because it's very strictly limited to those in Israel, and to that's why you have that terminology. Of course, when you get to the Apostle Paul, his message is worldwide. That's why he gives himself a correspondent ransom for all.
That's going to rankle a lot of people to hear you saying that our Lord's ministry was limited.
It was very limited.
And Paul's ministry was worldwide. But that
Paul
is
said,
exactly
I am not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
That's what
the Lord Jesus said that. He wasn't sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's why it says in Matthew 1, he'll save his people, Israel, from their sins. That's why it says, he says, I'm not sent except unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It wasn't until after his ascension, when he sent the apostle Paul, that the ministry becomes worldwide. And then it comes, he's a correspondent ransom for all.
That's a good point.
The priesthood was only for Israel. If you go into the Old Testament, the priest had on his shoulders two stones with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. He had on the breastplate 12 stones with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. The priesthood was not for the world at large. It was only for that nation. The sacrifices were only for that nation. That's why when John says the Lamb of God that taketh away the, you know, the sin of the world there, and we can argue about the context, but when you get into the Gospels and stuff like that, it's still dealing with Israel.
Which is why you won't find priesthood in Paul's letters.
It's not there, because
it's
priesthood
worldwide.
A worldwide ministry. And
I like that. I like that phrase. I just like that worldwide. And But see, when people quote John 3:16, they think that's worldwide.
Well, Matthew chapter 1 starts off, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, son of David, the son of Abraham. That limits it. It limits to the seed and the land, and that limits it to Palestine.
You mean we got
to
read the address on the envelope?
You got to read the address on the envelope. But it's interesting when Paul is the only writer who takes us back to Adam, because his ministry reaches all the sons of Adam, not just the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
That's a
worldwide
distinction in
scope,
Paul's
and
ministry.
We're not insulting Jesus Christ
to say
that his ministry on earth was not worldwide ministry. And if it is, I'd like for you to explain to me how, when Christ sends the 70 out to proclaim the evangel, he says, don't even go to a road of the nations to take this message.
Gentiles are dirty dogs.
Gentiles are dirty dogs. Don't even go to them. And so, you know,
to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs.
I've never heard a preacher or pastor yet who's been able to explain that verse. Don't even go into a road of the nations. Stick only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I never heard them explain that in light of the common practice of evangelism today. Jesus certainly wasn't practicing worldwide evangelism.
No, he wasn't.
He was not. And that, if you can wrap around that, listener, if you can wrap around the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was not practicing worldwide evangelism, then you will have a major key in your hand to unlock what have been confusing apparent contradictions in the Word of God. There's no contradiction. Our Lord was for the 12 tribes of Israel. The Apostle Paul, who heard from the resurrected Lord, took a new gospel to a worldwide audience, indistinct of
their national
identity. He did not care for their national identity.
Well, who needs a national ID?
Who needs a national identity? Wait until you hear what Pistol Pete has to say next about homosexuals.
Now, for those of you who are enjoying this show, I want to get on a little thing. Please consider supporting it. And you can do that by going to crossandthrone.com and go on the donate button. Or you can send a help to Cross and Throne Ministries, P.O. Box 421, Round Lake, Illinois, 60073.
If you're driving and you didn't quite get that address, we don't want you to wreck your car. Go to martinzender.com. This show will be archived there on the day that it airs. I'm Martin Zender. Be with us tomorrow. That's where we're going to be.
Extricate yourself.